Translation. If even only once or even by force one brings the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead into one's mind, one can attain the supreme salvation by the mercy of Krishna, as did Agasura. What then is to be said of those whose hearts the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters when he appears as an incarnation, or those who always think of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the source of transcendental bliss for all living entities, and by whom all illusion is completely removed? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The process for receiving the favour of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described here. Yat pada pankaja palasya vilasa bhaktya. Srimad Bhagavatam 4:22-39. Simply by thinking of Krishna, one can attain him very easily. Krishna is also described as having his lotus feet always within the hearts of his devotees. Bhagavan Bhakti Ridhita Sitaha. In the case of Agasura, one may argue that he was not a devotee. The answer to this is that he thought of Krishna for a moment with devotion. Bhakyaham ekaya grihaya. Without devotion, one cannot think of Krishna, and conversely, whenever one thinks of Krishna, one undoubtedly has devotion. Although Agasura's purpose was to kill Krishna, for a moment Agasura thought of Krishna with devotion, and Krishna and his associates wanted to sport within Agasura's mouth. Similarly, Putana wanted to kill Krishna by poisoning him, but Krishna took her as his mother because he had accepted the milk of her breast. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Bhagavad Gita 2:40. Especially when Krishna appears as an avatar, anyone who thinks of Krishna in his different incarnations, Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan, and especially his original form as Krishna, attains salvation. There are many instances of this, and among them is Agasura, who attained the salvation of Sarupya Mukti. Therefore, the process is Satatam Kirtiyanto Mam Yatantascha Dridavrataha. Bhagavad Gita 9:14. Those who are devotees always engage in glorifying Krishna, Advaitam Achutam Anadi Anantarupam. When we speak of Krishna, we refer to all his avatars, such as Krishna, Govinda, Narayan, Vishnu, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, Balaram, and Shyamasunda. One who always thinks of Krishna must attain vimukti, special salvation, as the Lord's personal associate, not voluntarily in Vrindavan, but as at least Vaikuntha. This is called Sarupya Mukti. Sorry, I read that wrong. Not necessarily in Vrindavan, it says. Not necessarily in Vrindavan, but at least in Vaikuntha. This is called Sarupya Mukti. Omigan Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhityantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sargujatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Rishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. So there are different levels of devotional service, and this particular verse is explained that even, you know, a demon like Agasura, very sinful, he could get salvation simply by thinking of Krishna. So what to speak of a devotee who's constantly trying to serve and remember Krishna? It explains this point in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Parikshit Maharaj asks Shukadev Goswami about why the demigods, you know, they are favoured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Shukadev Goswami refutes that argument by saying that he's equal to everybody. He may appear to be favourable to some and not others, but no, he's equal to everybody. And then he quotes the example of Narada Muni, when he was asked by Maharaj Yudhisthira, how is it that, you know, Shishupal, such a rascal, he was always blaspheming Krishna all day, every day, up to a limit, of course. And then, you know, on this particular day, Krishna decapitated him, and, you know, his soul merged into the body of Krishna, Sarupya Mukti. He said, how can a rascal like that get this benediction? And so then, you know, these verses in the seventh canto are quoted, that, you know, anybody who gives up sense gratification, that's the first thing. Anybody who avoids sense gratification and thinks of Krishna, then whichever way they think about him, they'll get purified. Kamsa, there's nobody more demoniac than Kamsa. You know, he's thinking of Krishna in fear, and so he became liberated. Shishupal, we've just had the example. The gopis, obviously, they're thinking of Krishna always in devotion, the deepest devotion. Pandavas, you the Pandavas, Narada Muni says to Maharaj Yudhisthira, you know, you have that relationship. And then finally, the general devotees who are performing devotional service out of regulation in the beginning. He says, so, you know, whatever we're doing in devotional service, the point is that we may not be on the highest platform, but by performing devotional service, according to the direction of the acharyas, who Srila Prabhupada's representing, Prabhupada said that if we chant 16 rounds and we follow the four regulative principles, we're considered to be on the pure platform. So this is making this point that we may be internally not so pure. Activities may be pure. But by those activities, then even though the consciousness may not be fixed on Krishna so much, by the activities alone, one gradually becomes purified. The process of devotional service. And what to speak if we're actually meditating on Krishna? This is the most powerful process. Prabhupada explains in Bhagavatam, this is the most powerful process for cleansing the heart of all material desires. I see that's all we have to do in devotional service. We really make life complicated. You know, we just have to listen. We just keep hearing about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We keep chanting the holy name. And if we can control the mind at other times, that's a problem. As soon as we give up this process, it's like the mind becomes active again. And, you know, we're not so competent to be chanting regularly all the time. And so this is the problem. We have to be suitably engaged in devotional service. And then by this process of, when this is coupled with hearing, then the heart becomes purified. So this is the thing that we maximize always. And how does this process start? Well, we spoke about the different levels of devotees there. You know, like the gopis, they're like on the highest platform. And then the next platform is... Anyway, we'll speak about that in a little later on in the class. Different levels of devotional service. But it all starts by... How does it start? It starts by association. In the beginning of this purport, Srila Prabhupada says... receiving the favour of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described here. So, you know, what's the favour of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Many people have got so many ideas how Krishna's favouring them. Even devotees may be thinking Krishna's favouring us in certain ways. Many people think that, you know, Krishna's favouring us by we've got so much opulence. This is also a favour, but is it really Krishna's favour? Any other examples? By good health. Everybody's striving for good health. You know, when we feel healthy, yes, I'm well situated now. At least for a short while. And then, good health, opulence. I remember I used to see devotees who were in good health and they were very strong. I thought, wow, these are really pure devotees. In the initial stages. And then all of a sudden you'll see they come down with some big disease. So this is not the... So generally we're looking, because we're materially conditioned, we're looking for some material sign of Krishna's favour, but that's not really Krishna's favour. What's Krishna's favour? Krishna's favour is the association of devotees. This is where devotional service begins. In the Madhuri Kadambini, it explains this point that, it uses the word... it says that Krishna is the source of all rasas, and to become attracted to Krishna is the biggest benediction. So how do we get that attraction? And, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur goes through many arguments. But ultimately, he says that, you know, bhakti's... It's not motivated by anything but bhakti alone. And he says that bhakti ultimately comes through the mercy of the devotee, the conclusion. And why does it come through the mercy of the devotee? Because he has some bhakti. So this is the process of devotional service. This is a process that Lord Chaitanya passed on to us. That, you know, we get devotional service and we give devotional service. This is how we're put into this position. I mean, Lord Chaitanya, when he was touring in South India, he would start chanting the holy name and then he'd look at somebody and then they'd be, you know, feel like chanting the holy name, and all of a sudden they'd feel, you know, a love of God within the heart, and they'd go away chanting the holy name, and they'd look at somebody else and they'd see them and then they'd become immersed in love of God. At some point it started to peter out. But at least in the initial stages, that, you know, the potency was so powerful. So now association has to be more... I don't know if anybody's noticed, even over the last, you know, 20 to 30 years, association, like, it has to be really more intense. You know, it's in the 80s, association was like, you went out, distributed a book, and somebody had asked questions, you'd invite him to the temple. He said, will you be there? Yeah, I'll be there. He used to meet him, and he'd come a few, you know, Sunday programs down the road. He was upstairs getting shaved up. You know, people became very quickly impressed about the process. But now, what is it? It's like, it's really difficult. We have to spend so much time just to get people interested in Krishna consciousness. And then it goes from there. Anyway, coming back to the point, we're talking about association. So association's the beginning. And what is the most efficient association? It's hearing. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna. Satam Prasanga Mama Virisit Samvido. Bhajanti Ritkana Rasayanakata. Tadyoshinap Apavarga Vartmadi. Shradharatir Bhakti Anukramishati. That, you know, if we're hearing in the association of pure devotees, those who are on the pure platform at least, he says, then, you know, we feel pleasure. The ear becomes satisfied. or we feel pleasure in the ear. We feel satisfied at heart. At least for the time being, there's one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that when we hear the transcendental sound of the scriptures from pure devotees, it says then we forget all outside cares. For that time, we're actually immersed. And not only that, we lose envy for all of the living entities for the time being. So this is the power of hearing the holy name. So we hear in the association of devotees, then what happens? Then we, you know, the heart gradually becomes purified. And then real devotion begins. We become advanced on the path of devotional service. You know, there's two kinds of devotional service. Well, there's many kinds of devotional service. There's unlimited kinds of devotional service, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti. You know, there's like nearly as many types of devotional service as there are modes of nature and the combination of the modes of nature. So this is explained in the Bhagavad Gita in the 17th chapter. You know, after all reading the Bhagavad Gita, we get to what is actually the really final chapter is the 17th chapter. 18th chapter is an overview again. And Arjuna says, okay, so what about if somebody follows, you know, a particular path, but it's not according to Shastra? He says it, and it culminates that Krishna says, this is actually, the heart is conditioned by the modes of nature. So in devotional service, maybe for some time, the heart will be conditioned by the modes of material nature. And therefore, our service will be not necessarily pure devotional service, but something like pure devotional service or some degree leading up to it. So this is the process, is that really we have to come to the platform of raga bhakti before it becomes spontaneous. We may be on the platform of, what is it, Vaidhi sadhana bhakti, where there's no natural attraction to Krishna's pastimes. There's no natural attraction to many different angles of devotional service except one. There may be attraction to prasadam. But other things, next one is kirtan. Kirtan's the next one, and then it goes down in different increments. But when we're fully attached to all the different angles of devotional service, this is called spontaneous devotional service. But it says until that arises, then we have to follow, you know, the different rules and regulations. And by that practice, then the heart becomes purified. And then Raganuga Bhakti means that we're getting an attachment to Krishna. Not only a taste. We all have a taste, or we wouldn't be here. But then that taste increases, and it comes to a strong taste. This is called Ruchi. And then from Ruchi, when we get a strong taste of something, we become attached to it. I said, at that stage, devotional service becomes spontaneous. So why am I saying this? Because this verse is talking about different types of people who receive Krishna's favour. It's talking about, at the end it's talking about somebody, I'll repeat the word. What then is to be said of those whose hearts the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters when he appears as an incarnation, or those who always think of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the source of transcendental bliss for all living entities, and by whom all illusion is completely removed. So that's the high stage of devotional service. But it talks about Agasura. So what's that higher stage of devotional service? It means that it's natural. There's no endeavour. Just like the natural inclination we have to be attracted to the opposite sex, Prabhupada explains. And so there's different, you know, within Raganuga Bhakti, there are so many different levels. Raganuga Bhakti. So, first nectar of devotion, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu speaks about somebody who has got the mood of service to Krishna in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. They're called Raga Bhaktas. They're pure devotees. Raga means attachment. They're attracted naturally to Krishna. And so that Raga Bhakti is what we're aspiring to obtain. And Raga Bhakti means that there's two kinds of Raga Bhakti. One is Karma Rupa. That means like the gopis have, the natural affection they have for Krishna in the mood of conjugal love. And then there's Sambandha Rupa. Sambandha Rupa means relationship. So that's the natural affection that the, you know, the cowherd boys have, and Krishna's mother and father and like that, and friends, all other different types of devotional service in Vrindavan. And so, you know, except for this different kind of... the next kind is what leads up to Raga Bhakti is Raganuga Bhakti. So Anuga means to follow. So when we follow a Raga Bhakta, we follow in the mood of a particular Raga Bhakta in Vrindavan, it's called Raganuga. Anuga means to follow. We have some attachment. It means we can start this stage at the stage of being fixed in devotional service when there's no material attachments. So, you know, there are some devotees, Sahaja. Sahaja means devotee, but Prakriti Sahaja. And they actually follow in the footsteps of the damsels of Vrindavan, but they're not purified. And so, you know, we're warned in Srimad Bhagavatam that if we do that, we'll just become more and more degraded. But if we follow in the footsteps, if we purify the senses first, we come to being fixed in devotional service, then we're on the platform of, we can come to the platform of Raganuga Bhakti. And it also explains in Nectar of Devotion that not everybody will get this particular taste. I mean, we're following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. So we'll get Lord Chaitanya's mercy sooner or later. That is without doubt. But many people, you know, they may be performing devotional service and they may not get an attraction for a particular devotee in Vrindavan. And it says that they may go to somewhere like Mathura or Vaikuntha or Dwarka and perform devotional service in that way. But when we have an attraction for the type of service that a devotee has in Vrindavan, a natural attraction, then we can follow the path of Raganuga Bhakti. So, and just in case anybody's on that platform, it's... There's internal and external ways to perform this particular type of bhakti. It means that even though we come to the platform of Raganuga Bhakti, he says internally we may be attracted. It's called It's called Siddha Rupa. Internal. Internally, we may be always thinking about a particular type of service to Krishna in Vrindavan. But externally, we still carry on performing as if we're a Vaidhisadhana Bhakta. We perform our service just normally. So anybody who's performing devotional service on this spontaneous platform and they're exhibiting symptoms of, you know, love of God, regularly at least, then we can understand that maybe this person is not properly situated. So it's not always... Prabhupada would set the example. He very rarely exhibited any emotions, spiritual emotions, intense spiritual emotions, just occasionally. And so here are some pointers to... we have to learn to differentiate, you know, which devotees we should follow, not just whimsically. And so we need... So, you know, the next of devotion is like the law book for devotees. We should very scrutinizely hear this scripture regularly and understand what to look for in ourselves. I remember in the early days, I was, you know, I didn't have any association, so I was in the house and I got the Nectar of Devotion, and then I read past the 19th chapter. Before the 19th chapter, it's pretty down to earth, as they say. But then you get past the 19th chapter, it's speaking about, you know, emotional symptoms. Of course, I didn't have any associates. I was reading about these emotional symptoms, hair standing on the end, shivering in the body, tears coming from the eyes. So when I was chanting with Japa, I was looking for these symptoms. Yes, they are up there. Yeah, so we need that association of devotees and association of Shastra. And regularly also, we forget. You know, the media know that. The media know that people are pretty gullible. I remember, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but there's one devotee in Scotland, they call him, what's his name? His name is Adhokshaja. And he was telling me when, you know, like we get, to, in the beginning of devotional service, you get together and you talk about, you know, what you used to do before you came to the movement. Some things, anyway. And he was talking about, he started in the media business. He was going to be a reporter or, you know, work for the newspapers. And in the first lesson, the instructor, he got them all, he said, he attracted the attention, says, I want you all to come over to the window with me. And so that everybody's, you know, what's this all about? We're supposed to be getting a class on the media. So they went over to the window, and it was in Liverpool. And he pointed down into the city. There were many people all milling about. And he says, there's one born every minute. And he says, it's our job to engage them. So one born every minute means there's a fool born every minute. And so this is what the media do. You know, they keep presenting things before us, and eventually we become convinced. So this is the process of devotional service also. It's not a material thing, but it's a spiritual process. But the same principle is there, that if we just stick to hearing from the authorities regularly, our problems are over. We become convinced about the process of devotional service. Unless we hear, how is the heart going to be changed? Many people perform devotional service externally for many, many, many years, and then they lose the plot. And especially as we're practicing devotional service for a length of time, we have to become more and more aware of what is actually devotional service and what is a diversion. It becomes more subtle. So, yeah, in the beginning there's association, and that association means we perform some service. And then by that association, we get a taste for hearing. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna. And that taste, he says, it can take away all our material desires. Prabhupada speaks in the purport that the most difficult thing to give up in this material world is the attraction for the opposite sex, sex life. And he says, but if we regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, even this strong taste, even though it's taken away many stalwarts in the past, this will actually cure the problem. And Ramananda Roy also explained this to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy to, you know, explain the most important thing about devotional service, or something very important, and, you know, evidence from Shastra. And so Ramananda Roy, he started to go through the different, he went through Varnashram, performing our duties, to performing everything for Krishna, abandoning all varieties of religion and surrendering to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya kept refusing these things. Remember in the beginning of the class we were talking about what we see as the mercy of the Lord. And then he started talking about we have to come to the spiritual platform by reading the Shastras. And Lord Chaitanya rejected that. And he said, and then eventually he quoted a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, Jnane priyasam udapashinam antyeva. Jivanti sanma karitam variyavartma. Sane sitasya srutikatim tanuvan manobir. Ye prayaso jita jita apitrais trilokyam. He's saying that, you know, if we just stay in our social position, we don't have to be trying to become a member of this ashram or changing, you know, thinking that we'll perform devotional better in this particular situation or that situation. You know, relax. It's just here. With proper attention and with proper respect, if we have enough faith to hear from bona fide speakers, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, he says then actually Krishna will become conquered by that. He says Krishna's not conquerable by anybody within the three worlds. You know, there's the great sages. Durvasa Muni, for instance, he was so powerful, but he couldn't conquer Krishna. But a simple devotee who was prepared to do this austerity of hearing on a regular basis, then Krishna particularly takes care of that person. Because, you know, to hear about somebody means, as this verse is saying, this verse is talking about, with some devotion. Agasura, at one point, he appreciated, wow, this person's very unusual. Instead of just being hateful, he started to have an appreciation for Krishna's supreme power. And that sanctioned him getting the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And so what's our sanction that we get the mercy of the Supreme Lord? Is that we hear. You know, if you want to hear, if you're interested in somebody, you want to hear about that person, is that right? There's many things we want to hear in this world. You know, football, so many things. As soon as we hear something about football, you know, we want to pick up a paper and read about it. And so, this is the austerity. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. Pritipurvakam, this is loving service to the Lord. And then Krishna will take care, even if we're not very intelligent by material standards, even if we're not very philosophical by material standards, Krishna, if he sees that sincere desire to understand him, then he'll give the understanding. He'll switch on the lights in the heart. You know, the vision will become clear. Vision means clear vision. And Krishna personally does that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that, you know, Krishna residing in the heart personally comes and cleanses the heart. So we have to do that. We have to allow Krishna to sit on the heart, to sit in the heart. We have to hear about Krishna. And then the heart becomes purified, and at that point we can render devotional service without effort. So who will cease from hearing about Krishna except a butcher or one who is killing the self, he says in Bhagavatam. Or in English they say, we shoot ourselves in the foot. Is that right? Is there anybody that saying? You know, we know what we should do, but still we do the wrong thing and we create harm to ourselves. So it's nearly 9:30 now. So yeah, whatever situation we're in, we're going to get the mercy of Krishna. Just to hear about Krishna. This is what Lord Chaitanya's direction is. Balo Krishna, Bhaji Krishna, make Krishna your friend. So thank you very much. Do you have any comments or questions?